Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ken Tinsler back on the show. Ken is the CEO of Spiderworks, partner at Nettlewoods before that, and the author of Cause of Disturbance. And he's one of the guys who helps us take our businesses and put our best foot forward in the marketplace. Ken Tinsler, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me be back today.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Ken, we were just talking to Jeffrey Zavar about the phone wars, right? And where some of the companies get a little too over exuberant in their launches because of the competitive pressures, and they push something out before it's ready. And my position has always been, I mean, for a long time, I've been on PCs since the 1980, has been to let the current model, I call it, let it age in the bottle for about 6 months to a year till they get some kind of get the kinks worked out, and so that's you wrote a piece about that recently, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't. I was listening to that segment, and you mentioned Samsung and the Galaxy 7, and I remember my piece was inspired by sitting on an airplane and listening to that announcement that if you have a Galaxy
right.
7.
You got to get off. Yeah.
You can't even be in the luggage. And
yeah.
it got me thinking, that announcement actually wasn't about the first recall. It was about the second recall.
Mm-hmm.
And it amazed me. I mean, they put the Galaxy 7 out. It was obviously catching fire. And then they pulled it off the market. And within 6 weeks or so, they change the battery with a new supplier, they relaunch it, and they have the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, what a disastrous move. And we all have those incredible pressures to get our product
in golf, you're often allowed a mulligan, but you don't get two mulligans.
Exactly. And it made me think, what is the right speed to market, and especially as an entrepreneur or a small business owner, because we really can't withstand like a financial catastrophe of that level.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, that's the kind of mistake that would take you down, and of course, it could be for us. It might not be as much elaborate technology as it would be a new way of putting our showroom, maybe the way we deliver products. We buy a new piece of equipment that we think is going to be the answer to our customers, and it won't hold up because of something somebody else did. You got to be careful. You got to test these things, don't you?
Oh, you absolutely do, because you have that one chance. And as I say in my article, it might be heresy for an innovation guy to say, slow down. But the truth is, it used to be what, ready, aim, fire, take your time, make sure things are right, test it out. Now we're in this whole, fire, ready, aim kind of mentality. What's the minimum viable product or process or service change that we can bring to market, and let's see how the market reacts.
My favorite one of those is I learned from carpenters: measure twice, cut once.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's really the message here. It's not that we want to stop innovating or stop bringing things to market, but take your time and test it. And what I come back to, and I mean, it's pretty fundamental, is what is that golden rule that we all learned as children, do unto others.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Is that new product, service, process you're bringing to market, is it something that you'd be happy using yourself? Mm-hmm. Would you give that to your son or daughter or partner or spouse?
Yep. Or if you're a restaurant, would you eat that?
Yeah.
But you know, no, that's exactly right. And I don't know. Have you seen anything that would identify how much money they lost? Samsung lost on that debacle, and not only on that on the recalling and everything, but in potential market share. And
yeah,
so a small business can't afford. That kind of thing, writ small, would take down a small business. Any small business, just about.
Oh, it definitely would. Now, I don't have the exact numbers, but I mean the recall was,
it's billions, probably.
On the phone was millions of units. So yeah, it's definitely in the billions.
Yeah. But don't think that can't happen to you folks, because it can, and it could be something a lot smaller than you think. It could be a very, very small launch. So measure twice, cut once, and we'll come back. Ken's got some news about his company that's a great learning opportunity for us, and I'm looking forward to hearing it from Ken Tenser. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.